On SUNY Oneonta Sustainability Week, what happens when carbon emissions are taxed? I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, President of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Philip Siriani, Associate Professor of Economics, explores how our neighbor has fared with this policy in place.
Last year, the Canadian government implemented a national tax on carbon emissions, fulfilling a commitment made under the Paris Climate Agreement of 2016. There are two key features of this policy. First, the carbon tax raises the price of using fossil fuels, which incentivizes fuel efficiency, conservation, and innovation. Think of this as the country's investment in the climate. The second key feature of the system is that the tax revenue collected is rebated to taxpayers in an effort to neutralize the effect higher energy prices have on consumers. Put another way, taxpayers receive dividend payouts on their climate investment. In fact, most households receive payouts that are greater than the amount they pay in tax, so support for the policy has been strong. In 2019, over 3,500 U.S. economists, including 27 Nobel laureates in economics, signed a highly publicized statement expressing support for a similar policy here. But how does a government actually decide what the carbon tax rate should be? Economic theory provides guidance in calculating what economists call the social cost of carbon. If carbon emissions lead to future economic costs, then having those emissions priced correctly, say through a tax, will improve economic efficiency overall. Estimates of the social cost are obtained using models that connect economic systems with climate science. While these models can be rather complex, their basic structure is straightforward. Economic growth requires emissions, given current technologies. Emissions affect temperature, and temperature affects future economic growth. Since modelers make different assumptions about how today's emissions affect future well-being, standard practice has been to simulate an array of potential outcomes and then use the average social cost as a consensus estimate.
That was Philip Siriani of SUNY Oneonta. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC and you. Advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.